Title: Drop Placement for DJ Friendly Mixing Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most important make it actually usable in a set skills in drum and bass. Drop placement for DJ friendly mixing in Ableton Live, using arrangement view. This lesson is beginner focused, but it's also one of those topics where if you get it right early, your tracks instantly feel more professional. Because here's the truth, a lot of DNB that sounds great on its own is still hard to mix, simply because the phrasing is confusing or the drop lands in a weird spot. So the goal today is simple. We're going to build a predictable, mixable structure at around 174 BPM, and we'll use Ableton tools like locators, automation, and a couple of stock devices to shape clean intros, clear builds, and drops that hit exactly where a DJ expects. Before we place anything, let's get our mindset right. Think like a DJ for a second. Ask yourself, where can someone safely start the other record? That's what drop placement really supports. If your intro and outro are clean, and your big moments land on the grid in a predictable way, a DJ can blend your tune without guessing. Okay, let's set up the project. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from about 172 to 176 is totally normal, but we'll say 174. Go into arrangement view. Turn on the metronome. And make sure your timeline is showing bars and beats, because we're going to be thinking in bar numbers the whole time. Now, I want you to add locators. In Ableton, you can right-click on the timeline and choose Add Locator. Create these markers. Intro Start. Build Start. Drop 1. Bridge. Drop 2. Outro. And if you like, color code each section. This isn't just organization for you. It actually helps you make confident decisions, because you can see the song form at a glance. Here's the big concept. DJs mix by phrases. Most drum and bass is written in 8, 16, and 32 bar chunks. If your track announces itself every 16 bars with a clear signpost, it becomes easier to mix, and honestly, it tends to feel more satisfying to listeners too. Now let's pick a proven DJ-friendly structure. We're going to build 32 bars of intro, 16 bars of build, 64 bars for drop 1, 32 bars for a bridge or breakdown, 64 bars for drop 2, 32 bars of outro. This is a very safe blueprint, not the only one, but it's perfect for getting DJ-friendly results quickly. At 174 BPM, 32 bars is roughly 44 seconds. That's a sweet spot because it gives enough time to beat match, phrase match, and blend without feeling rushed. Here's a practical rule you can use forever. If your intro is 32 bars and your build is 16 bars, your first drop will land at bar 49. And yes, bar 49 is your best friend as a beginner. Now let's actually build the intro. The intro is your DJ mixin' zone. The goal of the intro is not to tell the whole story. The goal is to be easy to layer on top of another track. That means, avoid harmonic clashes, avoid full sub early, and don't fire off your main hook like you're trying to win a competition in the first 10 seconds. A really common intro approach in DNB is bars 1 through 16, drums and minimal ear candy. Bars 17 through 32, start teasing the vibe, maybe some percussion, maybe an atmo, maybe a hint of bass, but still mixable. So in Ableton, start with your core drum pattern, typically kick and snare, hats, maybe a little shaker or ride later. But for the first 16 bars, keep it clean. Think drums and tops. Now a quick processing chain suggestion using stock devices, just to keep things controlled. On your drum group, try drum bus with a bit of drive, like 5-15%. Be careful with boom and DNB, because your sub is sacred. You can keep boom low or off. Then a saturator with soft clip turned on, just a little drive, like 1-4 dB. Then EQ 8 with a high pass filter around 25-35 Hz to remove rumble you don't need. Now an important DJ mix tip, keep the sub bass muted for the first 16 bars. Because if a DJ is mixing your intro over another track, that other track probably has a sub playing. Two subs at once is where your mix turns to mud instantly. But you still want the intro to have signposts. This is where beginners often miss the mark. You don't need fancy fills. You need clear phrase resets. So every 8 or 16 bars, add a cue, a crash on the first beat of the new phrase, a reverse cymbal into a new section, a tiny one-beat hat pause, a quick little drum fill that doesn't change the groove. And here's a coaching note. Consistency beats cleverness here. If you do a crash at bar 17, and then nothing at bar 33, a DJ can feel lost. Train the listener and the DJ with predictable punctuation. Now we move into the build. This is bars 33 through 48. The build's job is to signal, drop incoming. Not with more complexity necessarily, but with rising tension. A simple build kit looks like this. Some kind of riser or noise lift, a snare roll or increasing percussion density. Filter automation that opens up, maybe a simple Atmo or tension layer, but keep it musically safe. In Ableton, an easy noise layer is operator. Turn on the noise oscillator. Then put auto filter all that noise, high pass it so it's airy, and automate it so it grows over the 16 bars. You can also put auto filter on your drum group for the build, and automate the cutoff from something like 200 Hz gradually up to fully open over those 16 bars. Add a little resonance, not too much, just enough to create movement. For the snare roll, duplicate your snare, and in the last couple bars, increase the rate. You can go from 8th notes to 16ths, then 30 seconds right at the end. Keep it controlled. If it gets too loud, it'll feel like a wall of noise instead of excitement. Now, reverb management is crucial for drop impact. Create a return track reverb, something like 2 to 4 seconds decay, a bit of pre-delay like 10 to 25 milliseconds, and high pass that reverb around 300 Hz so it doesn't cloud the low end. Automate the send to that reverb upward right before the drop, and then cut it right on the drop. That cut is what creates the air suck effect, where everything feels like it gets pulled into the drop. It's a classic move, and it makes the downbeat hit cleaner. Now we place drop 1. Drop 1 starts at bar 49. This is where a lot of tracks lose DJs. The downbeat isn't clean, or the first 8 bars are cluttered. So here's your target for the first 8 bars of drop 1. Readable, confident, and punchy. Full drums, yes. Sub and bass groove, yes. A clear hook, maybe a Reese movement or a lead phrase. But avoid stacking too many new elements in the first 2 seconds. Let the drop breathe for a moment so it feels big. Now structure drop 1 as 64 bars, but think of it as 32 plus 32. Bars 49 to 80. Establish the main groove. Bars 81 to 112. Variation. Not a whole new song, just a twist. New counter rhythm, small bass change, extra stab, a slightly different drum layer, something that says we progressed. And here's a really DJ-friendly habit. Every 16 bars, do a small change. It can be tiny. Drop hats for one bar. Add a ride for the next 16. Do a short bass fill right before the next phrase begins. That way, if a DJ is counting phrases, your track feels locked and obvious. For drum group processing in the drop, a simple stock chain works great. Equate shape and remove boxiness, often a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz if it's cloudy. Glue compressor at 2 to 1, around 10 ms attack. Release on auto and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then drum bus for a bit of crunch, like 5 to 15. Drive to taste. Now a crucial warning. Be careful with long vocals or huge reverb tails starting exactly on the first beat of bar 49. If the drop downbeat is smeared, it's harder to mix, and it also feels less impactful in the club. Okay, after drop 1, we go to a bridge or breakdown. We're doing 32 bars, which is bars 113 through 144. This section is about giving air, but not killing momentum. In rolling DNB, especially, you usually don't want a 2-minute ambient movie scene in the middle. DJs want consistent energy. A simple way to structure the 32-bar bridge is, first 16 bars, pull back, reduce drums, filter the bass, create space. Second 16 bars, rebuild tension back toward drop 2. Here's an Ableton trick that makes drop transitions feel bigger without just making it louder. Use utility for automation. You can do a tiny gain dip, like minus 1 or minus 2 dB, in the last bar or two before drop 2. When the drop hits and you return to normal level, it feels like a lift. Also, manage bass width. Keep bass mono. You can put utility on the subgroup and set width to 0%. That mono stability helps the drop translate on big systems and prevents weird phase issues. Now drop 2. Drop 2 starts at bar 145. DJ-friendly expectation. Drop 2 is often the heavier switch or the new angle. It should still feel like the same song, but with a noticeable upgrade. A few easy ways to differentiate drop 2 without rewriting everything. Add a chopped break layer under your main drums for extra movement. Change the bass rhythm, like stabs become longer notes, or vice versa. Resample your bass, warp it, slice it, and create a fresh texture while keeping the same key groove. If you want a simple heavier chain using stock devices, try saturator with 3 to 8 dB drive, soft clip-on, amp, subtle, maybe clean or bass, then EQ 8 to control harshness. If your mids get painful, a narrow cut around 2 to 4 kHz can calm things down. Now we finish with the outro, 32 bars, which starts after drop 2 ends, in our template that's bar 209. The outro is your DJ mix out zone. The goal is to keep the groove going, but remove the stuff that will clash with the incoming track. A clean outro plan. First 16 bars, remove the lead or hook, simplify the bass, keep drums strong. Last 16 bars, remove the sub, keep drums and tops, minimal effects. You can gradually high-pass your bass group with auto filter, but do it subtly. If you kill the low end too aggressively, the track feels like it collapses. Also remove the busiest drum layers, rides, extra snares, anything that makes it hard to layer another tune. And if you want a DJ-friendly ending, avoid long melodic outros. Give them clean drums that feel loopable. Now, let's talk common mistakes so you can avoid the classic beginner traps. Mistake 1. The drop lands on a weird bar number. If your first drop is at bar 47 or bar 52 because you accidentally added a 2-bar extender somewhere, DJs will still be able to mix it, but it's way more error-prone. Align your major moments to 16 and 32 bar boundaries. Bar 49, 65, 97, those kinds of starts. Mistake 2. Intro has full sub and main hook too early. That's a clash magnet. Mistake 3. No clear cues. If nothing changes every 8 or 16 bars, it feels flat and DJs can't easily read where they are. Mistake 4. Breakdown too long. Especially in rollers, jump up, dance floor styles, you usually want to respect the energy. Mistake 5. Drop impact masked by reverb tails. Cut those sends right on the downbeat. Now here are a few coach level checks you can do immediately. First, the silent count test. Mute everything except your clap or snare and the metronome, and listen through the arrangement while counting 16s. If the big moments don't happen where your body expects, your phrasing is off somewhere. Second, mix in and mix out compatibility. Avoid surprise key changes in the intro and outro. Even one tonal stab can clash. If you want musical content early or late, use atonal textures like noise, impacts, filtered atmos, vinyl crackle, or reverb-only resamples that don't sound like a chord. Third, make DJ-safe bass ghosts in the intro. If you really want to tease your bass identity before the drop, duplicate your bass channel, and on the duplicate use EQA to high-pass around 150 to 250 HC so there's zero sub. Bring that in quietly late in the intro. You get the vibe without ruining the blend. And one more pro workflow tip. Make DJ edits inside your project. Duplicate your finished arrangement and label it DJ Mix version. This audio version is shortened for playback.